Shalom aleichem aboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. Bezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to make a siyum on Parshat Bechukosai and on Sefer Vayikra, Toras Koyani. By the Aliyah of Shvi, Perek Chof Zayin, Posuk Chof Tes. The last two topics will be Maaser Sheni and Maaser Behemo. Maaser Sheni, Psukim Lamed and Lamed Aleph, and Maaser Behemo, Psukim Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel. Lamed Dalet will be the siyum. But there's one posuk over here, Posuk Chof Tes, which takes us back to the third topic of Parshas Bechukosai, all the way at the beginning of Perek Chof Zayin, the topic of Erechin. And that is the Torah value of a human being. If somebody says, I will give my Erech or somebody else's Erech, the Torah told us, how much is the Torah value of a human being based on the eight categories, Zohar Nekeva, in which age group they belong to. Says Posuk Chof Tes, Hashlomo to that topic. What is it doing over here? I don't know. Kol cheirem asher yochoram min hodom lo yipode mois yumos. If somebody is chayav misa, who is mechalal Shabbos or any other misas bezdin, and he's about to be killed, and somebody says, I'm going to give his erech. The halacha is, he doesn't have to give anything, because this person, being that he's going to be killed momentarily, has no erech. Says Rashi, kol cheirem asher yochoram. Hayoitze lehoreg. He's a chayev misa, he's about to be killed. Ve'omar echod elko olai leomar klum. Mois yumos, harei oilech lamos. Being that he's about to die, he's not worth anything. Lefichach lo yipode. Ein loy loy domim v'loy erech. Rashi throws in another point. Back in the sugi of Erechin we spoke about, somebody could also vow, make a nedel to give Hekdesh the value, the true objective value of a human being. And that's called domi olai or domoy olai. In that case also, if he's about to be killed, he has no value. And therefore you don't have to give Hekdesh anything. So the word cheirem in this pasuk means death. If a person is chay of misa, you don't have to be poide. In other words, you don't have to give anything to Hekdesh because Moisiumos, he's about to be killed. He has no value whatsoever. It's interesting. In the previous Posuk Chof Ches, we did it last year, the sugi of Charomim, same word, but a completely different meaning. Over there we had Cherame Kehanim, Cherame Hekdesh. Cherame Hekdesh is a type of Hekdesh. Cherame Kehanim is an item that you have to give to the Kohen. What Shaykhs does it have to our Cherem? L'chayra none. So why is it the same word? I don't know. On to the sixth topic, Maisel Sheni. Posuk Lamed v'chol ma'asar ho'oretz, mizera ho'oretz, mi'peri ho'etz, ladoinoi hu, koidesh ladoinoi. Midei Raisa, if you grow one of three types of items in Eretz Yisrael, whether it be grain, all five types of them, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, whether it be grapes or olives, all those three items, midei Raisa, you have to take a tenth off your produce and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, b'kedusha over tahara. Says Rashi, v'chol ma'asar ha'oretz, b'maisar sheni ha'kosu medabel, mizera ha'oretz, the seed of the land, that's referring to dogon, the five grains, and mipri ha'etz, that's tirosh v'yitzor, wine, and olive oil, namely grapes and olives. Lashem hu, knoi Hashem. Maaser Sheni belongs to Hashem. Umishulchonoi tziva lecho la'alois v'lechel b'Yerushalayim. And you are eating off Hashem's table. Hashem commanded you to take this produce that belongs to Him and eat it in Yerushalayim. K'moi shenemar, the pasuk tells us in Parshas Re'i, ve'ochalto lifnei Hashem Elokecha ma'asar dagonecho tiroishcha v'yitzorecha. Rashi has to fill in the missing words. In our pasuk, it just says kodesh l'Hashem. He doesn't say what to do with this Maisel Sheni that's Kodesh Lashem. Says the Pasuk in Parshas Re'i, that's what you have to do. You bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. The reason our Pasuk doesn't tell us that detail, because the topic of Maisel Sheni by us is not for the sake of Maisel Sheni. That's the Parsha in Parshas Re'i. What our Pasuk wants over here mainly is Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Lamed is just a stepping stone to get to Pasuk Lamed Aleph. V'im go'oy nigal ish mimasroi chamishiso yoisef olov. Throughout the parasha of Hekdesh, we saw a couple of times that there's a differentiation whether somebody else buys it off Hekdesh or whether the Bailim, the person who has makdash it, buys it off Hekdesh. Somebody else buying it off Hekdesh gives Hekdesh its exact value, whereas the Bailim that buy it off Hekdesh have to add a fifth. Now, by Ma'aser Sheni, the Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, if it's too much produce for you to carry from wherever you are in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, so the Torah says, "V'tzartu hakesef biyodecha." You are poide the kedusha of the produce, whatever it is, grain, grapes, or olives, onto money. You bring that money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you could buy any food item as long as it's tohar and it has the status of Ma'aser Sheni. You eat it b'Yerushalayim b'taharo as Ma'aser Sheni. Says our Pasuk, if you are redeeming your own Ma'aser Sheni, the Ma'aser Sheni is yours and the money is yours, then after evaluating the worth, the objective worth of this Ma'aser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. Lamashal, if you evaluated your Ma'aser Sheni to be worth $100, you can't just be mechalal it on $100. You can't be poid it on $100 and bring that $100 to Yerushalayim and buy food items with it. Rather, you're going to have to be poid it onto $125. As we mentioned a couple of times, the Chumash in the Torah is what we call a quarter. It's a fifth, because after you add it in, then it's a fifth of the sum total. 25 is one fifth of 125. That's if you are the owner of the Ma'aser Sheni and it's your money. But if the owner of the money and the owner of the Ma'aser Sheni are two different people, let's say you have Ma'aser Sheni and you asked me, because I'm going to Yerushalayim, you asked me to be poide your Ma'aser Sheni onto my money and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, then I don't have to add a fifth. A fifth is only when the Bailim do it, and that's what this Pasuk is doing over here. Similar to all the other Hekdeshos we saw, the differentiation between the Bailim and not. Says Rashi, Mimas roi, v'loi mimas ha-chaveroi, ha-poide mimas ha-chaveroi, ein moisif choymesh. Frek Rashi, umau geulosoi, the Loshon of the Pasuk is, v'im go'oil yig'au. The Loshon of Geula till now was used by Hekdesh. You are redeeming it, because Hekdesh is osur b'hano, and if you redeem it, now Hekdesh is mutur b'hano. But over here, Ma'aser Sheni is mutur b'achila, or mutur b'hano. Anybody that's tohor could eat Ma'aser Sheni. So what's the lashon of yig olenu? What are you redeeming it out of? It's mutur now also. And v'at Rashi, yivdenu k'dei latiru b'achila v'chol mokoy. You're right, it's mutur to everybody to eat, but only in Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim, it's also to eat. And what the Geula is doing is now anybody could eat it anywhere. V'amoyz, yalev yoichal b'Yerushalayim. You take the money and you buy food items in Yerushalayim. K'mo shenema, the posuk in Parshas Re'eh. V'nosato b'kesef. That detail, it also doesn't say by us. Because our topic over here is not Ma'aser Sheni. The topic of Ma'aser Sheni is in Parshas Re'eh. That you eat it in Yerushalayim and you bring the money to Yerushalayim. Our posuk, it just came in because to differentiate between the Bailim and somebody else regarding the Choymesh. On to the seventh and last topic of Parshas Bechukosai, Maisel Behemo, posuk Lamed Beis. Vechol ma'asar b'kol votzoin koil asher yavoyin tachas ha-shovet ha-asiri yihye koidesh ladoinoi. Every tenth animal of a bokor votzoin, bokor is the ox family, and tzoin includes sheep and goat. You pass them by a narrow entrance where only one can come out at a time. You count 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 10th one, you mark it with a red mark on its neck. And that will be Kodesh Lashem. And that's going to be brought as a korban to Hashem. It's meant for you. You could eat it in Yerushalayim. Namely, you don't have to give it to the kohen and anybody else. It's yours, but to be brought as a korban. Says Rashi Tachas Hashevet, Kishebola Asron, you don't just take out a random 10% of the animals, like you do by Ma'aser Sheni. Over here it's done differently. Moitzion mepesach ze achal ze, one after another. Vo'asiri, the 10th one, makeba shevet tzvua besikro, you hit him on the neck, don't hit him hard, just to make a mark, with a stick that's painted in red. Liyos nika, show Ma'aser, should we recognize that this is the Ma'aser? Kenoise letloim, which includes sheep and goat. Evel ha'golim and the calf, so shall come kshana v'shana. Every year's crop, or whatever you call it, every year's produce of the animals that were born that year, you got to do this mice. Yihye koidesh likorev lemizbeach domoy ve'emurov. The dam and the emurim go on the mizbeach. Namely, the dam on the wall of the mizbeach, and the emurim, the fats, on top of the mizbeach. You burn it. Ve'aboso necha lebailim. The meat is eaten by the owner. Sharei lo nimnoim sham matnis keuna. V'lo imotzinu shiye besorin nitan lekohanim. Rashi is telling you, although there's no explicit posuk that the meat is eaten by the bailim, but says Rashi, I don't find that Meiser Behema is one of the Matnis Kehuna. We don't find anywhere that belongs to the Kohen. And therefore, it stays by the bailim. Posuk Lamed Gimel lo yevakeir bein toiv lo ra v'lo yimirenu v'im homer yimirenu v'hoyahu usmuraso yihye kodesh. And as the animals are going through this narrow passage one by one, don't pull any shtick. Let them go naturally, and every tenth one will be meiser. The word to be mevakel means to check, to make sure, to see to something that it's done, to be medactic. Don't be medactic which one is going to come out, whether you want a good one to come out or a bad one to come out. Let it flow naturally. Whatever comes out, that's what it will be. If it's an animal that's able to be brought as a korban, a tomim, you'll bring it as a korban. And if a mum, bal mum came out, then you won't bring it as a korban. You'll eat it. It's chulin, but it does have certain halachas, Rashi will tell us. But you can't make bedavka that the good one should come out. And let's say a bad one came out, or a good one came out, and you want to switch it, you want to do tumura, lo yimirenu, don't switch it to somebody, to some other animal. This we saw, a similar concept above in Posuk Tes. Posuk Tes and Yud in the topic of Tmura. It's being repeated over here regarding Maaser Sheni, regarding Maaser Behema. And if you did do Tmura, you were over than Iser. Now both of them are Kodesh. Lo Yigoel. This going both on the Maaser Behema and on the Tmura, it may not be sold. Says Rashi Lo Yevakel. Lefi Shenema. The Posuk says in Parshas Re'e, when bringing a korban, you're supposed to bring the best. So maybe I should see to it that the best animals come out as the tenth ones. Don't do that. The kedusha will be chal on either one. Not that you could bring the balmum as a korban, of course not. You eat it as meiser, namely it has certain limitations. You can't sell it in a butcher market. You can't feed it to a dog. And even while it's alive, it has certain limitations. Also, ligozes velo oved, you can't shear its wool. You can't work with it. But other than that, it's complete chulin once you shecht it. Posuk lamed dalet, eile ha-mitzvois, asher tzivo, adoino, yes, Moshe, el b'nei Yisrael, behar Sinoi, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. These are the mitzvois that Hashem commanded Moshe to tell Am Yisrael in Har Sinai. Ad kan, the seventh topic of Parashat Bechukosai, Maisa Behema, to sum up. What did we have in Parashat Bechukosai? Or better yet, let's go back to Parashat Behar. We had seven topics in Parashat Behar and seven topics in Parashat Bechukosai. The seven in Parashat Behar, Shmito, Yovel, Moichel Zde Achuzo, Moichel Bais, and Ir Choymo, and Nat. The fifth topic was the Isra of lending Beribis. The sixth topic of an Eved Ivri, Moicher Atzmoi, sold himself, a Jewish slave sold himself to another Jewish person. And the seventh and last topic of Parshas Behar, a Moicher Atzmoi La'akum, person sells himself to a Goy. Parshas Bechukosai with its seven topics. The Brochois, if Am Yisrael keeps the Torah and the Mitzvois, the second topic, the opposite, if we don't. The third topic, Elchin, the fourth topic, Tmura. The fifth topic, Hekdesh. Which it's with its seven subcategories. If you're makdish a behema tmeya, which Rashi told us means a behema with a mum. If you're makdish besoi, es de achuza, and es de mikna. The fifth topic, if you're makdish, don't be makdish a bechoyo to any other korban. The sixth topic, Makdish a behemot tmeya, and the seventh topic, charomim mecherem kohanim. The seventh topic, maisel sheni. The sixth topic, maisel sheni, and the seventh, the last topic, maisel behemot. Let us remind ourselves one more time, the five halachos mentioned in the parasha, that the Bailam have to add a fifth. Five times it says this concept of Yosav Chamishisi Olof. The first, if someone's makdish a behema with a mum. The second, if someone makdish his house. The third, if someone's makdish his de'achuza. By Sdei Mikna, the Bailam does not add a fifth. The fourth time it's mentioned, if someone's makdish a behema tmeya. And the fifth time it's mentioned regarding Pidyon Maisel Sheni. I want to wish you all a Mazel Tov and Yishkoyach. What a tremendous accomplishment of finishing another Chumash in the Torah, Chumash Rashi. Shbizoyche to finish many more Chumashim and many more Svarim Kedoshim and know them and chazer them al Buyom B'siyat U'Dishmayo. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.